Law works, colon, faith rests. Law works, faith rests. So what does God want from you? To follow a law? That's why people work. That's why they're under a law. All religions work. All. Except ours. Ours is the only one that lives by faith. Faith rests. Law works. In other words, all religions do something. Ours is a religion that you do nothing. As a matter of fact, God forbids you to do something. That's eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You don't know what good is, and you don't know what bad is. Evil. Only God. Only God can eat of that tree. You cannot know good and evil. And since that's the case, law always makes you work. But faith causes you to rest. Do nothing. Do absolutely nothing. And some of you are halfway there. Some of you are there. And what God does not want you to do is worry about anything. Cease from your labors. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Now, did you understand my message? Because I've only been preaching it maybe 50-some years. And it has taken a while for people to get the idea that God doesn't want your work. Doesn't want your work. Doesn't want you on the inside anxious, stressed, worried, diseased. Doesn't want you doing anything. He does everything. Everything excludes you. Everything. If God does everything, you cannot do anything. Apart from me, you can do. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Everyone misunderstands Christianity. They think Christianity, the reason you're a Christian is so you can behave. It's the opposite. You're a Christian because God behaves. He keeps his promise. He made a promise to Abraham, and in Abraham all the families of the earth will be blessed. If you avoid Abraham, you are not blessed. So the law always persecutes the gospel. It hates the gospel. Isaac was weaned at 5 years old, and his older brother, 13 years older, 18 years old, said to the little guy the day that he was weaned, that's not real. Faith. This faith in something you can't see. Faith that God does everything. That's ridiculous. And the little fella, 5 years old, said, I'm doing that because Daddy said that and Mommy said that too. I'm not going to do what you say. You have to work in order to earn something. You have to do good. God wants you to do good. I don't believe that. I believe faith. That mockery, 430 years later, created the Exodus from Egypt. That mockery lasted from the day that Isaac said that. Remember what Sarah said? She overheard that conversation and she said, out, Abraham, I want you to kick the woman out and her son, both. I will not have the gospel persecuting the law. I will not have the law persecuting the gospel. We taught him faith. You're the father of faith. Now get going, father. Kick her out. And her son. Because Ishmael was raised with an Egyptian mother, Hagar. And they believed in Egypt. Their idol said, you got to work. You got to do things to please the Pharaoh. And I'm the secret to everything here. How many know that everything in this world is built on your labor? Civilization is built on your labor. Everything in time is your labor. That's a lie. That's a lie. All idols lie, and only Jesus speaks the truth. So the true religion is, let's trust Jesus, God's Son, to save us. Chair four. To forgive us. Chair four. To give us a new heart. Chair four. And let's get rid of all sin in chair five. Because God hates sin, but he loves sinners. And he forgives sin all the time. God will always forgive your sin. It doesn't matter what you've sinned, inside, outside, how you did it. He forgives that. He doesn't count that because you labored and you did nothing. You labored. It's nothing. Your labors will not get you to heaven. So Catholics teach this. Jews teach this. Buddhists teach this. Muslims teach this. Every religion in the world wants you to behave. Ours is the only religion that said, don't behave, just be ungodly. Right? No, it doesn't teach just be ungodly. What it teaches you is faith that Jesus, who is active in love, will be your love and your joy and your peace and your patience and your goodness and all of those fruits of the Spirit, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Those fruits of the Spirit are Jesus. That wasn't you. He lived your life before there was a world, before the foundation of the world. He already lived your perfect life. He loved God with all his heart, soul, and strength. He also loved the neighbor as himself. He did it all, and that was for you. That was on your behalf. You didn't do it. You can't do it. You're imperfect. Because of Adam and Eve, they sinned. And because they sinned, you're conceived in sin when you're conceived. And sin is going to be natural for you. You can't do right, and you can't avoid doing wrong. You can't do right, and you can't avoid doing wrong. Anytime you tried to say, well, I'm going to live a good life. Very good. Very good idea. But it's an idea. But it doesn't work. And so every Christian that has tried to clean up their life didn't. Oh, you can do it outwardly as a legalist, outwardly as a hypocrite, but you are what you aren't. A hypocrite is someone else, but it's not someone in Christ. It's someone doing it on their own. And you have to be another man, but in Christ. Relationship always beats, always triumphs over, always rejoices over religion. So religion is wrong. Now, do all preachers say what I said? No. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I read the Bible. I just read it. I don't figure out whether that's psychologically honest or not. I don't believe in honesty. Honesty binds, truth sets free. Honesty binds. Who cares what you think? Who cares what you want? Who cares what you feel? Nobody. Today, the world is all psychological. The whole world, especially the Democrats, I'm only using that as an illustration because it's the news. Especially the Democrats, they want you to behave. They're big on behavior, and they're corrupt as all get out. And they lie all over the place. Why? And they all lie the same lies. They just want you to behave. Well, she didn't feel good about what you just said. Who cares about feelings? Did you know that nobody in the ancient world cared what you felt? Nor did they ask you, what do you feel? Well, what do you want? Well, what do you think? How silly. If the king wanted to rape you, he did. if the king wanted your, you know, your children to be his servants, he could do it. Nobody ever paid attention to feelings or thoughts or wills. Doesn't matter what you will. The king said this. Over. So pastors are the same way. In fact, the only reason for religion is so you can behave well. But God wants you to know the truth. It'll set you free. Don't behave well. Did you know God only loves the ungodly? You have to be ungodly. He that worketh not doesn't work. Law works. Don't do it by law. Do it by faith. Faith rests. He that worketh not but believes that God forgives sinners, the ungodly. You have to be ungodly to be a Christian. Now, every one of you, if you were honest, you would say, I didn't do what God wanted. So don't be honest. Faith rests. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He wants you to have Sabbath rest every single day of your life. Sabbath rest every single day. So every day for me is Sabbath. Every day is joyful. Every day is peaceful. Every day is abundance. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, and so are you. Now, if you believe that, you have to believe it without seeing it, because sometimes you sin. Every once in a while, you sin. Little bitty sins, they're not really big. They're just little sins like murder, and adultery, and so on and so forth. Idolatry, and so on and so forth. They're little bitty sins. But you know what? God doesn't even count them. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So when you do anything, it's sin. Unless you do it by faith. Faith is the only thing that saves you. Without faith, you can't do chair four. And after that, he's going to kill off all the rest, because he not only forgives you for your sins, then leaves them there, and forgives you, and forgives you, and forgives you. But then he said, I promise also to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Wow. So you are meant to be perfect. And what you're aiming for? Chair six. If you're dead to yourself, you're dead to the God of this world, you're dead to Satan, you're dead to laws, you're dead to every other religious thing, place, person, idols. If you're dead, God can make you perfect, but you have to die. You have to die in chair five. So in chair five, you actually see that he wants you to be, take up your cross daily and follow me. Every single day, take up your cross. He took up his cross, and you believe in that, but you can't see that. But now you have to die to your psychology, your will, your mind, your emotions. That's you. That's you, apart from Jesus. But you are a new creation. You're a brand new creation, not Jew or Gentile. You're not Jewish. You're not Gentile-ish. You are not psychological like the world is today. That's one of the reasons they hate Trump. They hate Trump because he's not into psychology. He just says average words like, that's wrong. That's not good. That's what he says. And you think he's stupid because he just talks like an ordinary person. He is an ordinary person, and he believes the Constitution that says, we the people rule. It's all about self-government. We rule ourselves. The reason you have a heavy government today is because people are psychological. And the biggest thing going in our DA here, the biggest of all the things she does, is psychological problems. The biggest. And so mental health, not emotional, just mental health, is the biggest problem. And so everything that God wants to teach you is so, so simple. Law works. In other words, you have to work under a law to fulfill it. God hates it. Faith, you enter rest. By faith, you enter rest. Every day is Sabbath. Every day is Sabbath. I don't need a Friday Sabbath or a Sunday Sabbath. Every day is Sabbath for me. Why? I've entered into his rest. So if you enter into rest, you cease from your labors. You don't work. You don't do anything. Jesus does it. For you, in you, through you. For you, chair four. In you, chair five. And you'll have to explain this to your children, if you have children here, because this is hard to grasp. I've taught it for 50 years, and I would say there's only a handful of people that have gotten a hold of it. It's very hard to get a hold of it, that you don't do anything. Because everybody believes you're a Christian. That's the best way to be moral. I don't believe in morals. There is no such thing as morals. It's just simply a human word that says, I did something for God. I'm trying to please God. And I did two sins, but I'm making up for it. I'm expiating for it. I'm doing something that needs to be done. I've done now three things this week, I think, that made up for the two things I did bad. That is not the truth. And that will never set you free. Catholics expiate. They have to go to confession. They have to tell the priest what they did. And he'll question you. He will actually ask you questions. Yes, you didn't do that, but did you do this? Or did you think this? Or did you blah, blah, blah? And they're super psychologists. All of that is evil. God hates it. Now, are you happy at me? Are you happy that I just preached that? Because it's the truth. It'll set you free. I was wicked, but I was bad. You know my background. And I grew up just always pleasing myself. Now, I did not do sexual things, if you're thinking about that, like Kavanaugh. I stand on my record. I didn't do that. I never tried to do it. As a matter of fact, I read in the Bible where it said, be ye holy as I'm holy. So he made himself the standard for holiness. In other words, the same way I'm holy on earth, I would like you to be holy. I want you to be my stewards on earth. I want you to just do exactly as I do. Be like me. Just be like me. I am holy, for the Lord is holy, so you be holy. I am righteous, so you be righteous. I'll be your standard for that too. And I am good. I want you to be good. You know what? God never said that. Jesus corrected that. It said in the Bible that God was good. Well, of course he's good. But Jesus added something. And no one else is good but God. And no one else is good but God. And if no one else is good but God, you can't be good. For all eternity, not just in time. Even in worlds to come, you have to have a relationship, not a religion. You have to have a relationship, not a religion. Religion binds you. It will keep you anxious, nervous, because you're not perfect. And so you're always going to be working to clean up your act, procrastinating like David does. Because he's a perfectionist like David is. But you're not. You're a new creation. So that's not you at all. It's not you at all. It's what you say about yourself because others have thought it. And you've even said it to yourself, as though your mind knew anything. Your mind doesn't know anything. Dolores isn't here, but she said something this morning very powerfully. She said, take every thought captive to the word of God. In other words, you shall have perfect peace, and I do. Perfect peace, meaning why? Because I don't do anything. I'm lazy. And when I heard that God is the standard, I can't do that. I'm not even going to try. I'm not religious. I never grew up in any religion at all. And I'm still not religious. Because true religion is faith, where you don't do anything. Because you can't obey your parents all the time, can you? That makes you a person. Now you're a people. When you're a people, ungodly. Because you didn't do what you were told. You didn't do what they wanted. And you don't always do what God wants. Because he said, worship me with all your heart. Well, how about half-heartedly? He doesn't want half of your heart. He wants all of your heart. You never did that. With all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your strength. That's it. Those three right up there. But God wants to change your walk, perfect, by killing you, perfect, by being born again. So now you have a new heart. Then soon, you haven't seen this yet, nobody's seen this, when Jesus comes back, you'll not have faith or hope. You'll only have love. Because the last thing you're going to do is be perfected in love. But you didn't do it. You're credited with it because it's a gift. But you didn't do it. He did it for you in your stead, on your behalf. And he said, you're perfect now. What? How can I be perfect? But someday when he comes back again, you'll see it. Today you just believe it, but you don't see it. Because faith just rests. Now, did anyone understand anything that I said before I read the 20th chapter? Because it's all about idolatry. An idol is, all the gods require this. All the gods require this. Behave yourself. Don't do bad. Do good, don't do bad. Every religion does that. But nobody's ever done it. All have sinned. I mean, if all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, then you sin and you're short of the glory of God. You didn't do what he created you to do. You were to be a steward. You were to always account to him and make him your God and worship him and love your neighbor and all that kind of stuff. Nobody's ever done that. No human being has ever loved their neighbor as themselves. Nobody. Now, for a young person, you may not understand what I'm saying because young people try to please their father and mother and so on. I'll tell you something. You can never please anybody. I mean, I don't care what you do, you're not pleasing anybody. You think you're pleasing your mother, you're pleasing your father, grandparents, pastor, you know, whatever. Stop it. Just be yourself. Just relax and be yourself. Why? Because when you're ungodly, even though you didn't do anything, when you're ungodly, even though you didn't do anything, to him that worketh not, but believe, just faith, but believe that God forgives the sinner, the ungodly. Isn't that amazing? Why would God forgive sinners? Why would God forgive sinners who do deliberately what he said not to do? Don't have any other gods before me. We have all kinds of idols in this church. An idol is anything in your heart that doesn't worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Anything in your heart. It can be a person, place, or thing. It doesn't matter what it is. An idol is anything other than God. God tells the truth, sets you free. So when God set the children of Israel free, when he set them free, then he meant, I'm setting you free so that you might keep your law. And they thought, keep the Ten Commandments? And they tried. But nobody ever kept the Ten Commandments except Jesus Christ. He kept them. But he's God. He has life in himself. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They all have life in themselves. But Jesus is the only one that was sent to earth, not the Father, not the Holy Spirit. The only one sent to earth was Jesus, the Son of Man. So up in heaven, he's perfect. He doesn't come in the Father's name. But when God sent him to earth, give up your name, he emptied himself of all his stuff. He emptied himself of omniscience and omnipresence and all the omness. He emptied himself of all of those. So now all those things that he could do in heaven, he came here to only do the Father's will, not his own. He never came to do his own will. And he did it for Joyce. He did it for Jackie. He did it for Peggy. He did it for Chad. Isn't that amazing? Because you don't deserve it. He didn't do it because you deserved it. He did it because you didn't deserve it. This is the true Christianity. All the other religions are false, including Christianity. Most Christians today are lukewarm. They try to do good, but they end up doing evil. All your work is nothing. you've never done anything, you never will do anything, and for all in heaven, you can be there forever and ever. It's based on relationship, not on you doing anything. You didn't do anything. For all eternity, you will never be good. Your goodness is borrowed from God. The works that God did, they last. What about your will? Not my will, but thine be done. Who cares what I will? It's what he wills. Amen. And he wills for me to be loved. He wills for me to be forgiven. He wills for me to be dead to sin. And he wills for me to be perfected. No one else can do that. So you have the only God that is real. The other gods are idols. Something in your heart that fills your heart. And you know what your heart is full of? Darkness. Full darkness. How does the light come in? When Jesus comes in, boom, the darkness is gone. Light has come into you. That's the true enlightenment. That's the true renaissance. That's the truth that sets you free, is just what Jesus said and did. I don't believe anything else. I'm a renaissance scholar. I'm an enlightenment scholar. I got A++ on everything I did. Philosophy and all that junk. But it's a junk. You know why? Bible says so. Philosophy is a vain deceit. Well, that settles it right there. Babylon is a whore. And that settles it right there. So I believe that everything the Bible says is true. And now I no longer check with my will, my mind, my emotions, because they're liars and they wouldn't get me to heaven. Honesty binds, truth sets free. Honesty binds, truth sets free. Lots of people here in this church, I know you have a vivid imagination. You know, because you think you know something that nobody else knows. Well, I see this flaw in you. So that's just you're projecting your own sin. Because your sin is so egregious and great. And if you just broke one law, just one law, you're out. One law, which is what? Just do anything God said, you've broken the law. Because he didn't say for you to do it. He did it for you. He did it in you. He does it through you. So it's a sin that you don't do it by faith. Faith accomplishes everything by doing nothing. That's the faith. The faith is an unseen world that you've never seen. You don't see Jesus. You don't see the Father. You don't see the Holy Spirit. You don't see any of them. So people today want proof. You don't need it. You just need the certainty of the word. The certainty of the word is that word is so certain that you can bank on it, that you can count on it, that you can rely upon it. But it's God's word, not, you know, First Bank and Trust of Fort Worth. You can't trust anybody. Trust in no man. Trust in no leader. Don't trust in anybody. Mm-hmm. Princess. You know, you didn't deceive your wife when you married her.
No.
She did. You told her the whole truth. And she said, okay, I love you. But she didn't know what she was talking about. She didn't know what she was talking about. He's a godly man. How many know he's a phony and a fake and a liar?
Yes.
Except he has faith in Jesus. That makes him a Christian.
Resurrection.
That's it. Resurrecting life. Chair 6.
That's right.
All that it is just quote the word. Just say the word. Did I really feel that? Did I really understand that? Do I really want that? I think so. Oh, I'm not sure. You know, blah, blah, blah. That's the world today. Crazy. Surreal. Nothing is real today except the Word of God. The real. That is God's real words. Did you know God, and you can't fault God on this, he wanted to communicate with the world that he created. So he made a hole in you called your heart. And he wanted to live in there. You're the dwelling place of the living God. You're the dwelling place of the living God. But he had to make you, had to kill you in chair 5 because he hates sin. Sin is missing the mark. Whatever sin is, it's just missing the mark. What's the mark? God. The mark is God. Be ye holy as I'm holy. But he didn't mean for you to do that. He meant for Jesus to do that for you and then in you and then through you. So when Jesus does it, it's over. So, if I say a word right now, you are happy right now, though you don't feel it. though you don't understand it and though you don't want it. You're happy. What you would rather say is, well, I don't feel happy right now. Yeah, that's what you'd rather say, but it's going to bind you. That's not who you are. You're happy because you have everything God wanted you to have, all the blessings and spiritual places. You don't need anything more than God. Today the world is not worshiping God. The church is not worshiping God. There are three sins in the church today that I will name. One, idolatry. There's idolatry, I had explained that already. It's anything in your heart that isn't God. Anything in your heart that isn't God. Person, place, or thing. Person, place, or thing. So it can be, I have memories of my childhood when I was happy. That's silly. You will not go back. You cannot go back. You can't get your childhood again. Remember when you loved your parents at first? You were under an illusion. And second of all, you'll find that if you seek for pleasure, you're going to find pain. Anything you want, you're not going to get. So God is the only will that's active in this world. And God wants you happy right now. I mean peaceful right now. God wants you not to wait for heaven. Don't wait for the millennium. Just start right now. Because you're a new creation. You're not part of this creation. My kingdom is not of this world. This is simple. My kingdom is not of this world. So his kingdom, you can't see it yet until he comes back. And then when you see it, he comes back. Then the Jews will have their land back. Then they'll be sacrificing again and so on and so forth. It'll be just like God created the world originally intended by him. It'll be exactly like he said, because everything in the world that God has ever wanted will happen before civilization ends, before time is over. It will happen, and you'll see it with your eyes. Remember Job? He said, the worms destroy this body, yet I will see with my eyes the Lord. Jesus is coming back. It can be in your lifetime. I'm not saying when it is. Nobody knows. What I'm saying is, you're in the season. So it could be as the world's falling apart, it could be that God is preparing the whole world for his judgment. Right now, what is he doing? He's separating Christian from Christian, Jew from Jew, and Gentile from Gentile. And the whole world is realigning. It's not man's agenda. This is God's agenda. Don't worry about it. He loves you. Everything is working out for your own pleasure, happiness, joy, peace, etc. Everything. I'm having a good time. I'm having a hoot. I am. Everything is a blast to me. Why? Because of Jesus. Not because of me. I didn't do anything. I never did anything. There's no contest for me. I never tried to be good. I never tried to be a good husband. I never tried to be a good father. I never tried to be a good anything. But if you can see David is just like a perfect son. Because I don't expect anything out of him. I just want him to be himself. And he is. He is Mary. And he happens to love you because it says so in the Bible. That's all. Whatever the Bible says, that's what I believe. I believe the Bible doesn't lie. I believe God can't lie. And I believe everything God said is for my good. Everything is for my good. He gets the burden, I get the blessing. He gets the burden, I get the blessing. So Jesus never did anything. One time they said, good teacher. He said, why do you call me good? Don't you realize that God who dwells in me doeth the work? I never did a good work. On earth, he never did a good work. Well, that was good. He walked on water. That was good. He healed that person. That was good. No. He said, the Father that dwells in me did the work. I didn't do that. I was just revealing his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness, his meekness, his self-control. 9 fruits of the Spirit. Those 9 fruits of the Spirit, that's not you. That's Jesus. So now I'm happy all the time. Do you feel it? I don't even never talk about feelings. I don't care about feelings. Well, do you understand that? Don't even try to understand it. Well, do you want that? I never ask that question. Why do you do it? The Bible tells me the truth. I'm free. I don't have to be psychological. Psychology will not take you to heaven. Mm-hmm. Psychology. Well, I feel good now. So that's not heaven. What you really want is to have pleasure and avoid pain. That's what you really want. So I would like to have a life that has no problems in it. Everybody has problems. In the world, you have troubles. Does anyone notice that? Has that ever occurred to anybody? That this is not heaven. This is not home. This is the kingdom of God has come to earth, and it's our church. Our church is part of that kingdom. But very few people have understood anything God has said. You still have idols. You still fornicate with kings of the earth, and you still love this world more than you love the kingdom of God. And you can lie and say you don't, but you do. You want this world to be nice. It'll never happen. You will never finish the pyramid on the backside of your dollar bill. There's a pyramid there with 13 steps, 13 colonies. That pyramid will never be finished. America will never be great. It'll never be great. Unless you're good. But how do you become good? It's borrowed from Jesus. So since he's good, he says, then you're good for recognizing that I'm good on your behalf, in your stead, for you. Wow. So I'm the beneficiary of God's eternal life. I'm the beneficiary. I'm going to marry his son. You're going to marry his son if you believe. It's so simple. This Christianity, which I've failed at communicating, but I've said the right words, but nobody is really believing it because they believe, well, yeah, you do have to behave, though. No, you don't. You don't have to behave. Just be yourself. Well, I don't want to sin. You do it all the time. I don't know what you're avoiding because you do it all the time. And you're not going to stop it. So, of course, you're going to be anxious if you're looking at your emotional, your psychological, willful, volitional thing. Don't look. Turn your back on your problems. You remember Israel? They said to Moses, Moses, you led us out of Egypt, and here the Pharaoh is on the hill. He's about to come down and kill us all. He has 600 chariots. You're our leader. See what God says about this. I thought we were going to make a nation and all that kind of stuff. It looks grim right now. What kind of a leader are you? You don't seem to be a leader. Did you know that no leader in the Bible ever knew anything? And God always bawled them out because you listened to your wife or you didn't do what I said or whatever. Read the word. Just read the word. So they said, okay, well, go and talk to God and see what he says. So God says to him, tell the people that they have nothing to worry about. The Egyptian whom you see today, you'll not see tomorrow. He went, I can't say that. They're scared. They have emotions, you know. They don't understand that. Well, just tell them to have a party. A party? They don't want to hear that either. They'll stone me if I say that. Well, tell them to praise the Lord. They'll want to worship me. No, I don't think so. What about bringing them through, you know, bringing them out of Egypt and the lamb on the door and all that kind of stuff? What about that? Well, they've already forgotten and they want to stone me. That's why they sent me to you, to find out what you want to say. What you want to say is, the Egyptians whom you see today, you'll never see tomorrow. He never explained himself. He wasn't interested in telling them details about how it worked. But all night long, the wind blew. An east wind came through and blew all the water and heaped it up. Heaped it all the way up as like jello in at least the movies I've seen. Like jello, it was just wiggling right there, and about the, you see the fish right there. And so what happened was all night long they could walk through on a highway they'd never seen before, Highway 101. 101 is the highway of praise. And so they walked through the highway, and he said, hey, God, instead of, because they asked him, well, should we fight, or should we surrender, or should we go back, or should we run? What? We don't have any swords and stuff. I mean, how can we fight chariots? They have those, you know, things that chop you up and stuff. I don't think we're going to make it. Could you see what God says? He said, no, have a party right now. Just turn your back on your problems. And he was up there, and no, he's right there. He's there. This thing is going to get us. Don't have to worry about a thing. Perfect love casts out all fear. Mm-hmm. How many here are afraid?
No.
Everybody. Everybody's full of fear. Mm-hmm. You're afraid of your shadow. You're afraid of everything. You're afraid of being insane, and you're afraid you won't be insane. You know, you're afraid you see something. You're afraid of everything. Why? Because perfect love casts out all fear. His perfect love for you says, no fear. Don't ever be afraid. Mm-hmm. Wow. So I'm never afraid. Why? Because it says this. It says this, Jackie. Fret not. Because of what? Fret not because of evil doers. Don't ever fret. Don't worry about the homosexual agenda. Don't worry about the, you know, Al-Qaeda. Don't worry about the Muslim Brotherhood. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about Trump. Don't worry about him being killed. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry. Comfort yourself. God is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. Nobody. Nothing is against you. You can be happy today, and it's okay to smile. You can do it. You can actually do it. God will allow that. You can smile. So the best, did you know that this world is exactly what God wants? He could kill everybody if he wanted to. He could wipe us out. Wages of sin is death. Just kill everybody. Start with a whole new angelic civilization. He doesn't want to. He's already got 2/3 of them in heaven. He's happy up there. Everybody does what he wants. Everybody up there voluntarily, without any coercion, without any laws, without any rules. There's no laws or rules. Just do what God says, which is what? Nothing. The angels don't have any power unless God empowers them. They don't have any authority unless God authorizes them. Jesus didn't have any authority. He gave that all up, emptied himself, so he could come down and show you God's love. This is not my love. Don't. I come in not my own name. I come in his name. God in Christ, reconciling the world to myself. I want the world to be exactly as I want it to be. I will have my way. You cannot gainsay God. You cannot argue against God and win. You cannot thwart any of his purposes. He wants you happy right now. I mean radiantly happy. I mean unbelievably happy. Why? Because of what Jesus did on the cross. And because he's coming back again, and then you'll see him. You not only now faith him, someday you won't have any faith, you'll see him as he is. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appeareth, we shall see him as he is. He really is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. No longer. He won't come back as Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That'll be gone. He comes with vengeance on the wicked and deliverance for the righteous. That's it. Now, I can't make you believe that. I can only tell you what the Bible says. I can only describe to you what God wants me to say. It's this, that law works, but faith enters his rest that he did before the foundation of the world. Everything's going your way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Is that not your song every morning as you wake up? Don't you just leap out of bed? Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my. Every day is wonderful. Isn't that the way you wake up? Don't you do that every morning? Yeah, well, in faith. I want you to know you're wrong about God being a liar. You're wrong about that. He's the only one that tells the truth. Yep. And everything you read in there is truth that'll set you free. Everything. You'll be free from every worry, every care, everything you've ever worried about. Yeah. Stop. Rest. Don't do it anymore. We should be the happiest people on the face of the earth.
Right.
And I am. I am truly. Who did it? I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I didn't help out. Even after I became a Christian, I never did anything good. And I never will. Ever. I let Jesus do it all. And I tell you what, he's trustworthy. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. That's happiness. He just defined happiness. Trust in the Lord. Do you believe that God loves you unconditionally right now, just the way you are? Sin is not a problem for God because he dealt with it on the cross. He forgave all your sins. Now he's going to actually remove, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Chair 5. That's the thing he's having trouble with. Forgiving the sins was easy. Jesus died on the cross, died for all the sins. You're all forgiven. So forgiveness is not our problem. Our problem is chair 5. If you don't go through chair 5, you can't get to chair 6. So you have to be 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade. You have to go up the progression there. This is his procedure. His process is not one thing, born again. No, that's not his process. You have to be born again, forgiven, have a new heart, but you don't have a new soul, and you don't have a new walk. You don't have a new behavior. But this new walk is just him. He's the one that can kill you. You can't kill yourself. You can't even stop sinning. You can't do anything. But Jesus can give you love, unspeakable and full of glory. Because he loves you, you can now love one another. But how do you do it? By faith. And someday, by sight. You can already now, and if you do this, if you just do this, don't wait for you to see it when Jesus comes back. Don't wait. You're pre-millennial. You don't need to wait for the millennium. Just do it right now, and he will multiply it. He will multiply whatever you do. He will give not only what you ask, but much more. 5 loaves can feed 5,000 men plus women and children, and they were there too. All of them were there, and he fed all those people, and then they gathered up 12 baskets full, more than they came with in the first place. That's a miracle.
Yes.
That's multiplication. Yes. Whenever you obey God without feeling it, without understanding it, without wanting it, just do what he says. And if you do what he says, he'll multiply it. Have we seen the best yet? No.
Increase.
Not the best. What was my message in Louisiana last week? You remember the message that I gave them? The best is yet to come. And God has saved the black man, the black man, women, children, everybody, the black man for the last. Because they're the most special to God. You don't realize it, but the white man for the last 2,000 years, we have not done more than make a theology, but we haven't lived it. We didn't do it. We just were waiting for some rhema or something wondrous and revivals every, you know, now and again. And people today are saying, gee, it's been many years since we've had a revival. Couldn't we have a revival? Yeah, you want that because you're sick and tired of being persecuted and hated and despised. Yeah. And I hope Trump is right about that great thing. Don't worry about it. You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need anything. You already have everything. It's yours today. You haven't seen that a black leadership, which led the world astray through Nimrod, he was the first emperor of the world, very first, very, very first. Wasn't a white man, wasn't a Jewish man. We came later. The Jews had it from Abraham to Jesus, then we had it from Jesus till today. Now it's our turn to let go. Give the baton to the black people. If you did that, if you allowed them to show you forgiveness for enemies, they're ready to do it. Anyway, they were in southern Louisiana, Baton Rouge on down. That means the whole state, maybe, but I at least know southern Louisiana. And everything Farrakhan, the Muslim, black man, everything he does in the jails down there, they're undoing. He teaches them, have your life shape up like Muslims. And they're teaching that to all the prisoners. But then another man, an and Al Moore and his associate, James, he said, well, we go right afterward and we get them all saved, back to Jesus. So they become Muslim and then they're back too. And so no recidivism there, because now they're free in prison, and when they come out, they're free. What if they could forgive all their enemies? What if they could forgive all the people that have raped them, used them, abused them, stolen from them? And, you know, if you go to Africa, like I do, if you go to Africa, I can tell you, they are vigorous, they are full of energy wherever you go. Obo, you were there.
Fire.
Doris, you were there. The people do not seem like they're lethargic. They walk everywhere. And you see them walking thick all over the place. They'll travel 25 miles to hear a pastor from Texas. That is a risk on their part. 25 back, too. So they don't want to have a 30-minute sermon. They don't go. They want to hear everything you got to say. You, whatever you say, just say it just the way you want to say it. And do you have Indians in your backyard, or, you know, cowboys? Are they still cowboys? And do you have an oil well? And that's it. That's what they want to know from a Texan. But they believe that you bring hope for Africa. They're the very thing that Robert preached and lived. Hope for Africa. Everything is lying ahead of you, and you haven't seen it yet. The church today is lukewarm, but we're not. We're hot. Zestos. Hot for Jesus. I mean, I want everyone to be a Christian like me. I want everyone to be happy like me. I want everyone to have peace like me. No anxiety, no stress, no worry, no cares. God supplies all my needs according to riches and glory. And so since I believe that, I see it. I'm not trying to see it, but I just see it. God provides on a daily basis. I didn't expect that. I expected Christianity didn't work. I expected Christians to be hypocrites and liars. But what I've seen is it's not true. What God said is the truth. It'll set you free. So, did I teach you something today? It's only have four words to it. What did I teach you? Rests. Faith rests. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Don't labor. He's talking about inside labor, not talking about outside. Talking about your heart. He's talking about your heart. He's talking about your heart. He gave you a new heart. He didn't start out with a new life and then, you know, you work your way up. He started the other way around, give you the new heart right away. Now you have a new heart, so you're not no longer you. You are Christ in you, you. That's your new creation. That's a new creation. You aren't you. You're another person. You are Christ in you, you. And you are you in Christ, you. That's the new you. It's not you at all. It's another you, a Christian you, a Christian you that just shows Jesus, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, nothing else. So all the other stuff that's going on today is worthless. You can preach at home. You can pray at home. You actually can live this without going to church. I'm not trying to deplete the church here. I'm just simply saying, you can do this at home. You can live your life at work. Wherever you are showing Jesus. And they're watching you. They're watching. They believe Christians are hypocrites. The whole world believes that. But you are giving a lie to that by saying, no, it's not me. And all of my kids went to college and so on and so forth. And the professor then began to say, well, Christianity is, you know, for people that lived in a desert, you know, years ago, but it doesn't work now. And Kirsten, I remember, raised her hand and said, that's not true. What? Nobody ever yells at a professor like that. That's not true. That my father and mother are Christians. And what you just described is not true. And everyone walked out and said, how did you do that? Well, it's not true. Margaret is the same way. And she is, my kids don't have two agendas, just one, Jesus. That's it. There isn't anything else. Jesus is totally fulfilling to me. So I want you to be totally happy from this moment on. For the rest of my life, I'm going to be happy all the time. Okay, who's first? From the rest of my life, I'm going to be happy from this day forward. I've had ups and downs, but I'm not psychological anymore. I'm just going all the way with Jesus. I'm born of the Spirit, I'm filled with the Spirit, and I'm led of the Spirit. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit replaces, the light has now come into you. You now have the light of the Lord that's shown forth. You are now an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You are sent on a mission for the whole world. The harvest is ripe. Don't ever say, well, this one's hard. No, nobody's hard. Everyone can convert like that because the harvest is ripe. It's only the laborers that are fruit. Who got it today? Law does all the work. You are not that. You are faith enters his rest. That's you. So, law works, faith rests. Who's got that? David? Perfect. Doris? Bob? Clay? It's powerful. Don't do anything. Hasn't your whole life been nothing but joy unspeakable? Not because of anything you did, something he did for you. Now he's working it in you, and he'll work it through you. The best is yet to come. What else? Who else wants to say it? He could save you? That's a miracle. David.
Mm-hmm. He describes the Christian walk. It's a type because it's the old covenant, but he's mm-hmm. typing it.
Right.
He's reminding them of all that they've been through. And he's talking about the wilderness experience and why he brought them through the wilderness. He didn't just bring them into the promised land.
Right.
And he talks about how, I mean, all these things jumped out. Like, I was testing you. I was humbling you. I was correcting you like a father corrects his child.
Right.
You just don't hear that in church.
Yeah. Right.
And that it was love that did that.
Love did that.
He was feeding them new food that they didn't know, their fathers didn't know.
Yep.
Manna, giving them a new life, and he let that
right.
generation die.
Right.
Because they represent the flesh. And the
Praise
new generation
God.
Came up and
yeah.
believed promises, and that's what led them through the promises.
Wow.
Just seeing that with what you're saying, and that
yeah.
is
it's powerful.
That's the Christian life. That's your
it
life.
Is. It is. It is. It's everything. And I like it because you don't work. I like it because you're not under any pressure. I like it that what you can do is nothing. What God hath done is everything. I like that. That is so good news to me. Because you can't change yourself. You can't do good and then avoid doing evil. You can't do either of those. So since he does it all, just laugh. I mean, the response is thank you. That's worship. Just thank you. I praise you for being who you are, faithful and so on and so forth. But you made a promise. Keep your promise. I didn't make a promise. I can't keep a promise. I can't keep a promise. Even though I think I can, I can't. But God keeps his promise.
Amen.
The best is yet to come. We haven't even seen anything yet. There's more. There's more.
Amen.
There's more. Yes. Yeah.
Spirit. You've said it three times.
Right. Right.
No responsibility.
No responsibility. Yeah. Just be yourself. If you're yourself, you're not anxious. If you're yourself, then you're not stressed. If you're yourself, you don't have diseases. Just be yourself. We should be free of all the diseases of Egypt. Now, I didn't read the 20th chapter of Ezekiel. It's a long chapter. You can read it at home. I know none of you will. But there might be someone here that reads it, and you'll be blessed. If you read it, you'll be blessed. It'll say just what I just said. God has never, ever, ever hated anybody at any time. You can see that he hates sin, but he separates you from your sin. He loves you, even if you're ungodly. He doesn't care. He'll take care of it. We don't have any gods like that. Even Trump, he's good, but he's not God. He's just a good leader, just doing what he's supposed to do. And I don't care if he's got a secret life. I don't care about Kavanaugh's secret life. I don't care about any of it. I don't care if he told the truth or not. I know one thing, the Bible doesn't lie. And I'm going to build my whole life on that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Solid foundation. Amen. And don't forget, Peggy's older than I am. So you just watch Peggy, see how well she does.
That's right.
She's going to outlive me by a long shot. So, do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
Because that's all God does.
From above.
All he does is a miracle. In other words, it's something you can't do. He can do things you can't do. And he's done everything for you. I love him. I love him with all my heart, soul, and strength. And I love my neighbor as myself. Lovers always endure. Lovers always endure. Everybody else quits because it doesn't look good. I don't quit. Never stop. I'll never stop it. By the way, you don't have to come to church because I preach the same thing every week. And it's never been heard, so you're not missing anything. But if you come expecting, you will receive the word of the Lord. If you come expecting. If you don't expect anything, you'll go out without anything. Expectation is big in the kingdom. If you expect God to keep his promise, come and you'll see he answers every question you have about anything. But he has to kill you in order to make you a new man. So, God is good.
It's good.
All right. Colleen, close in prayer.